At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong. I'm your host, Angela, and I'm thrilled to bring you an in-depth exploration of today's topic, the science of transformation. In our last episode, we introduced the concept of calibrated resilience. Today, we're going to dive deep into the fascinating neuroscience behind personal change and resilience, understanding how our brains adapt and grow and give us powerful insights into our own transformation journeys. Whether you're looking to build resilience, break old habits, cultivate new skills, or simply understand the mechanics of personal growth, the science we'll discuss today will illuminate what's happening in your brain during these processes. We'll explore cutting-edge research, practical applications, and even some surprising discoveries about the brain's capacity for change. So grab a notebook, find a comfortable spot, and let's embark on our enlightening journey into the science of transformation. First, we're going to talk about neuroplasticity, the foundation of change. Let's begin by talking about neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections throughout life. This concept is at the heart of personal transformation and resilience building. For many years, scientists believed that the adult brain was relatively fixed. The prevailing notion was that after a certain age, usually in our early 20s, our brain stopped developing and we were essentially stuck with what we had. However, research over the past few decades has completely revolutionized this understanding. We now know that our brains continue to change and adapt throughout our lives. This discovery is incredibly empowering because it means we have the ability to rewire brains, changing our thoughts, behaviors, and even our personalities well into old age. But what exactly is happening in our brains when we learn something new or try to change a habit? When we repeatedly practice a new skill or thought pattern, we're actually creating and strengthening neural pathways. These pathways are like roles in our brain, and the more we use them, the wider and more established they become. On the flip side, when we stop using certain pathways, like when we're trying to break a bad habit, those neural roles start to shrink and become less prominent. This process is called synaptic pruning, and it's just as important as building new connections. It's worth noting that neuroplasticity isn't always positive. Our brains can also reinforce negative patterns if we repeatedly engage in them. This is why awareness and intentional practice are so crucial in personal development. Now, let's look at some fascinating studies that demonstrate the power of neuroplasticity. The London Taxi Driver Study. Researchers found that London taxi drivers who are required to memorize the complex layout of London streets had larger hippocampi. It's the part of the brain associated with spatial memory. Compared to bus drivers, who follow set routes. The juggling study. Another study showed that learning to juggle over a three-month period led to increased gray matter in areas of the brain associated with visual and motor activity. These studies highlight how specific activities can physically change our brains, even in adulthood. It's a powerful reminder that every time we engage in learning or personal growth, we're not just metaphorically changing our minds. We're physically reshaping our brains. The Hebbian theory and the neuroscience of learning. Now that we understand the basics of neuroplasticity, let's dive into a key principle that underlies this process. The Hebbian theory. This theory proposed by Donald Hebb in 1949 is often summarized as neurons that fire together, wire together. In science, when two neurons repeatedly activate in succession, the connection between them strengthens. This is the neural basis for learning and memory formation. The more we repeat a thought or an action, the stronger those neural pathways become. This principle has profound implications for personal transformation. One, consistency is key. When we're trying to build a new habit or skill, consistent practice is crucial. Each repetition strengthens the relevant neural pathways. Second, mindfulness matters. Paying attention to what we're doing or what we're thinking enhances the neural firing, potentially leading to stronger connections. Three, visualization can be powerful. Stress and neural growth. Modern stress has been shown to stimulate the production of neurotrophins, proteins that support the growth and survival of neurons. This can lead to increased neural connectivity, particularly in areas related to memory and learning. Stress inoculation. This psychological concept suggests that exposure to moderate levels of stress can help individuals develop coping mechanisms, making them more resilient to future stressors. The challenge versus threat response. How we perceive stress can significantly impact its effects. Viewing a stressor as a challenge to be overcome rather than a threat can lead to more adaptive psychological responses and better outcomes. So how can we apply this understanding to our personal growth journeys? Embracing challenges. Instead of avoiding stress entirely, seek out manageable challenges that push you slightly out of your comfort zone. Reframe your perspective. Try to view stressors as opportunities for growth rather than a threat. Practice stress management techniques. While some stress is beneficial, it's crucial to have tools to manage it. Techniques like deep breathing, meditation, and regular exercise can help maintain stress at beneficial levels. Gradually increase challenge levels. As you build resilience, gradually expose yourself to more complex challenges. This progressive overload principle, borrowed from physical training, can be applied to mental and emotional resilience as well. Reflect and learn. After facing a stressor, take time to reflect on what you learned and how you can apply that knowledge in the future. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate stress from our lives, but to harness it as a tool for growth and transformation. By understanding and working with our stress responses, we can build greater resilience and adaptability. The neuroscience of habits. Let's now turn our attention to a crucial aspect of personal transformation, the formation and breaking of habits. Habits are deeply ingrained patterns of behavior that we can perform automatically, often without conscious thought. Understanding the neuroscience behind habits can give us powerful tools for personal change. Habits are primarily formed in the part of the brain called the basal ganglia. This region is involved in pattern recognition, execution function, and motor control. Here's a simplified breakdown of how habits are formed. The habit loop. This consists of three parts: the cue, which is the trigger that initiates the behavior; the routine, the behavior itself; and the reward, the benefit you get from the behavior. Second, we have chunking. As a habit forms, the basal ganglia chunks the behavior, turns it into a single automatic routine. This is why habits can feel so automatic. The role of dopamine. This neurotransmitter plays a crucial role in reinforcing habits by creating a sense of pleasure or satisfaction when we complete a habitual action. Now, let's look at some strategies for habit formation and breaking based on neuroscience. Identify the cue and the reward. So to change a habit, it's crucial to understand what triggers it and what reward you're getting from it. Then you replace it, don't just remove it. It's often easier to replace a bad habit with a good one than to simply try to stop the bad habit altogether. Three, use implementation intentions. These are specific plans in the format. When situation X arises, I'll perform response Y. This helps to establish new cues for desired behaviors. Four, practice mindfulness. Being more aware of your actions can help interrupt automatic habits and create space for new behaviors. Fifth, be patient. Remember, it takes time for new neural pathways to form and strengthen. The commonly cited 21 days to form a habit is actually a myth. Research suggests it takes anywhere from 18 to 254 days, with an average of 66 days for a new habit to become automatic. Six, leverage social support. Sharing your goals with others and seeking support can provide additional motivation and accountability. Understanding the neuroscience of habits empowers us to work with our brains rather than against them. By strategically designing our environment and routines, we can make lasting changes and build habits that support our personal growth and resilience. The impact of mindfulness on the brain. Now, let's explore a practice that has gained significant attention in both scientific and popular circles, mindfulness. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment in a non-judgmental way. While it has its roots in ancient meditation practices, modern neuroscience has revealed its profound effects on the brain. Studies have shown that regular mindfulness practice can actually change the structure and function of the brain, particularly in areas related to emotional regulation, attention, and self-awareness. Here's some key findings. Increased gray matter. Researchers found that regular mindfulness practice is associated with increased gray matter density in the hippocampus, which is crucial for learning and memory. Reduced amygdala size. The amygdala, often called the brain's fear center, has been observed to decrease in size with regular mindfulness practice. This correlates with reduced stress and anxiety responses. Strengthen prefrontal cortex. Mindfulness has been shown to strengthen the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in the execution function, decision-making, and emotional regulation. Enhance connectivity. Mindfulness practice appears to increase connectivity between brain regions, potentially leading to more integrated brain function. Telomere preservation. Some studies suggest that mindfulness may help preserve telomeres, the protective cap on our chromosomes that typically shorten with age and stress. These neurological changes translate into several benefits that are particularly relevant to personal transformation and resilience. Improved emotional regulation. Mindfulness can help us respond to situations more calmly and deliberately, rather than reacting automatically. Enhanced focus and attention. Regular practice can improve our ability to concentrate and avoid distractions. Increased self-awareness. Mindfulness helps us become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations, which is crucial for personal growth. Stress reduction. By dampening the stress response, mindfulness can help us stay calm and focused in challenging situations. Improved mental flexibility. Mindfulness can enhance our ability to adapt to our new situations and perspectives, which is a key component of resilience. So how can we incorporate mindfulness into our lives to harness these benefits? Start small. Even a few minutes of mindful practice each day can be beneficial. You might begin with a simple breathing meditation. Be consistent. Like any skill, mindfulness improves with regular practice. Integrate mindfulness into daily activities. You can practice mindfulness while eating, walking, or even doing chores. Use guided meditations. There are many apps and online resources that offer guided mindfulness exercise, and there's some on our website, www.calibrateresilience.com. Be patient and non-judgmental. Remember, the goal of mindfulness isn't to clear your mind of thoughts, but to observe them without judgment. By incorporating mindfulness into our daily lives, we're not just engaging in a relaxation technique. We're actively reshaping our brains in ways that support resilience, emotional balance, and personal growth. Post-traumatic growth and resilience. So, to round out our exploration of the science of transformation, let's discuss a fascinating phenomenon known as post-traumatic growth, or PTG. This concept refers to positive psychological change experienced as a result of struggling with highly challenging life circumstances. While it's also known that trauma can lead to negative outcomes like PTSD, research has shown that many individuals actually experience significant personal growth following traumatic experiences. This growth typically manifests in five main areas: a greater appreciation of life, more meaningful relationships, increased sense of personal strength, recognition of new possibilities or paths in life, spiritual or existential growth. From a neuroscience perspective, PTG involves a complex interplay of cognitive processes, including accommodation, the process of adjusting one's beliefs and worldviews to incorporate the traumatic experience; deliberate rumination, purposeful reflection on the event and its meaning, as opposed to intrusive negative rumination; narrative development, creating a coherent story or explanation of the event that promotes a sense of meaning and purpose; social support, positive interactions with others that provide emotional support and different perspectives. It's important to note that PTG doesn't negate the pain and difficulty of traumatic experiences. Rather, It suggests that growth and resilience can coexist with distress. Understanding PTG can inform our approach to personal transformation and resilience building. Embrace challenges. While we shouldn't seek out trauma, we can approach difficult situations as potential catalysts for growth. Reflect purposefully. Engage in deliberate reflection on challenging experiences, focusing on lessons learned and the potential for growth. Cultivate social connections. Strong social support is crucial for both coping with challenges and fostering growth. Maintain flexibility. Open to changing your perspectives and beliefs as you encounter new experiences. Focus on meaning making. Try to find purpose and meaning in your experiences, even or especially if it's difficult ones. By understanding and applying the principles of post-traumatic growth, we can develop a more resilient mindset that allows us to not just bounce back from challenges, but to actually grow and thrive because of them. Now, let's address some questions related to the science of transformation. How does sleep affect neuroplasticity and learning? Sleep plays a crucial role in consolidating memories and facilitating neuroplasticity. During sleep, particularly during deep sleep stages, the brain strengthens neural connections related to information learned during the day. It also prunes away less important connections, helping to refine our neural networks. Additionally, sleep helps to clear out metabolic waste that's produced from the brain, keeping our neural environments healthy. For optimal learning and brain health, aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Can diet impact our brain's ability to change and adapt? Absolutely. Our diet provides the building blocks for new neural connections and affects overall brain health. Omega-3 fatty acids found in fish and nuts are particularly important for brain health and have been linked to improved neuroplasticity. Antioxidants found in colorful fruits and vegetables help protect the brain from oxidative stress. Staying hydrated is also crucial. Even mild dehydration can affect your cognitive function. A balanced diet rich in whole foods, lean proteins, and healthy fats provides the best foundation for a healthy, adaptable brain. Is there an age limit to neuroplasticity? Can older adults still change their brains? While it's true that the brain is most plastic in childhood, neuroplasticity continues throughout our entire lives. Older adults can absolutely continue to learn, grow, and change their brains. In fact, engaging in new learning experiences and challenges is one of the best ways to maintain cognitive health as we age. Activities like learning a new language, picking up a musical instrument, or even changing your daily routine can stimulate neuroplasticity at any age. Next week, we'll be discussing mindfulness. Thank you for joining Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong. You can find our podcast on YouTube under Calibrated Resilience and on RSS, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast locations under Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong. Follow me on Instagram at Angela_R_Strong and Facebook and LinkedIn at Angela R. Strong. I appreciate you all for joining us. This is Angela R. Strong signing off. Thank you and keep growing on your resilience journey.
In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong.